Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, there are renewed calls for a dedicated transport police to be set up. There is a commitment in the programme for government to establish a transport security force. But passengers and drivers want to see this delivered with urgency. Our reporter Josh Crosby spent an evening out with Dublin Bus to see the challenges they face. I'd say that was interesting, Josh.
It sure was, Ciara. And look, the data doesn't lie, unfortunately, and antisocial behaviour on bus routes is rising and rising. So the latest figures from Dublin Bus show that in 2019, there were 494 reported incidents, and then last year, that jumped to 1,053. And the figures I have for this year are only up to the end of September, but they're also looking like they'll either match last year or exceed it again. Now, it's just been over 1 year since Dublin Bus rolled out the Safer Journeys team. So if anyone hasn't seen them yet, there are now security guards boarding buses, dealing with all sorts of incidents to try and make it a safer journey for all. We'll hear from them shortly. I went out with them, as I said, last night. But first, I started off in Central Control. Now, this is a busy spot. The phones are hopping, there are monitor screens showing CCTV from all across Dublin City. While I was there, you could see a car crash on one screen and how the teams in Central Control then have to navigate this and then radio in and inform drivers on that route of the diversions in place. I met with Bernard Fox, who's the Area Operations Manager at Central Control. Bernard started off as a driver himself and he's now overseeing all the different monitoring pods they have. Bernard says it's constant day and night.
We're a 24/7 operation up here. What we do here is we deal from everything from antisocial behaviour right through to an accident to the Garda call to a maintenance call. So in the room here we're separating into four pods. I'll bring you to pod one here. Pod one here now predominantly does the north side of the city and out towards Tala as well. Over here in the corner we have the 77 controller and 27 me controller, so he'd be dealing with any incidents that go out in Tala. Over here we have the 41s, they'd be dealing with anything that goes on in stores in the airport. We also have access to the Dublin City cameras in here, which are ideal for anytime we have an incident we actually zone in the cameras and we have a look at the incidents going on.
And it's non-stop, like these calls are coming through?
Non-stop. Each shift would actually do about 500 calls a day. It's massive work comes in.
And some of the typical incidents you might see now up on the screen here now that you'll have to try manage and avoid.
Yeah, so for example, for antisocial behaviour, we deal with a lot of stone thrown, mostly in housing estates. We'd also deal with a lot of people who have taken alcohol or drugs on our buses, or fights in our service, or even up to pickpockets. We deal with all that. All the calls will come in here from the drivers. They'd identify it, and from here, then we call on Garda Síochána, we call the emergency service. So we've a lot of protocols set in here, though. Everybody knows what they've got to do.
This is where the decisions are being made. When we hear of a bus being taken out of a route for an evening, that's the decision that has to be made.
For example, if you take an incident of a stone, so the bus is stone thrown, the reporter coming from the driver here saying he's got a broken window or whatever is that happening with the bus. Our decision then is to make sure the next bus is coming in, don't come into the same carnage of getting stone thrown. So we will draw the buses back to a point on the road where it's safe to do so. We'll then inform the Gardaí and we'll then send the chief inspector out there in our mobile car and we'll identify the area safe to return, and that's just total mess for us and for our customers.
That was the Area Operations Manager Bernard Fox at Dublin Buses Central Control. It sounded really busy. There's a high volume of calls coming in there. You mentioned, Josh, the new security guards that are working for Dublin Bus. I've never seen them on the bus and I use it fairly frequently. How does this approach work?
Yeah, maybe you're on a cam route here. But look, as you said at the top, there have long been calls for a dedicated transport police. So Dublin Bus took it on board themselves to actually bring in some security fixtures on the service. And currently there are three teams of two on duty at any one time. And they split up to cover different parts of the city. So you'll have one team covering north side, another south side, and then central. So last night we started off and we stayed central. We were in O'Connell Street area, Dame Street, George Street, and I went out with Danny and Kieran. And like these are big, stocky guys. You wouldn't want to mess with them. They're there with their body cams. They've all the right gear on, and they're looking out. So they get on board. They're checking it out. They're scanning. They're going upstairs. They're checking with the driver. And I suppose they're dealing with all different types of incidents, and then they can receive the abuse themselves. What I noticed, I suppose, from looking around on the bus, what I found was the passengers were slightly surprised at what's going on here. They were thinking, oh, is there something big going down? Or I suppose they might have got a bit suspicious trying to see what was going down.
Or a bit concerned themselves.
Yeah, maybe. Was there someone on board that's been taken off? But then we heard from Bernard there as well about pickpockets. So this is slightly new that they're having to deal with now, is that there is a gang going around, very sophisticated, how they do it, one steps on, one steps off, and all that. But I got a few words with the security supervisor of the Safer Journeys team, Kieran Hampenstall. I didn't want to distract him too much in his job. Kieran explains how the night usually proceeds.
The evening is planned, we'll be kind of going on various kind of different routes where we might have had a bit of hotspots for antisocial behaviour, any kind of trouble on board and stuff.
You're doing it just over a year now.
Yes.
How has it all been so far?
It's been quite good, to be fair. The feedback we've received from customers and drivers alike has been very positive. The main thing is that it reassures the passengers, gives them that safety and that security that they need going on board public transport.
And on the feedback, you'd have people come up to you and just say, look, we're glad to see you on board.
Oh, absolutely. Look, across various different routes, we've had passengers, you know, come up to say to us, look, first time seeing us, and they've been absolutely delighted that they're getting a security present out that way and, you know, looking after them.
And for those who are not too glad to see you on board, what kind of incidents would you be dealing with?
You will get a bit of negative feedback, but look, I suppose those guys, they would be a bit boisterous in terms of opinion of security, but look, I suppose it's only the small minority that have actually had nothing really good to say about it.
When you're responding to an offence or an incident, like, yeah. Do you receive abuse yourself?
Oh, of course, yeah. So we would generally probably be dealing with more verbal kind of in terms of incidents. We wouldn't have had much physical altercation because we do try to de-escalate it as quickly as we can.
You can do all the training in the world, but at the same time, you're stepping into the unknown or uncertainty every evening. You don't know, so there are challenges to it as well.
Of course, yeah. Look, it's like anything. There are kind of hidden obstacles and challenges that may present themselves. But look, I suppose it's about kind of keeping your head when everyone else is looking on you. And look, as I said, passengers are looking for us for reassurance and safety, and look, we've got to keep a cool head and make sure we do things by the book and as safe as we can.
And what could be done to make your job safer?
The biggest thing is numbers, really, you know, just having more numbers there. But so far with the guys that we've had there and the equipment we've got from Dublin Bus, we've been very equipped and well assured to do our job, so we're moving in a very positive direction, and hopefully now the public can just reinforce it and get behind it.
That's Kieran Hempenstall, the security supervisor with the Safer Journeys team on Dublin Bus. Did you manage to speak to any of the drivers? Are they reassured by this?
Well, Kieran, you can imagine when something kicks off, be it an argument upstairs or even something more serious. We've heard missiles like eggs or rocks thrown at the bus. This can obviously be totally distracting and frustrating for those who have to drive the bus. And you'll notice when you get on a bus, they are now fully enclosed in, apart from a small little section where they put their hand out. Like years ago, the protective screen would have only come maybe halfway up. Well, now it's a full Perspex box, if you like. So the drivers do say they feel more protected with this. But also out today is a survey from SIPTU's public transport workers, and it has found that 94% of its members have faced verbal abuse, while close to 20% of those asked say they face some type of antisocial behaviour on a daily basis. So to hear from a driver themselves, I met with Kira Pender, who previously worked in a hairdressing for years, but decided to have a change of careers. And although she's experienced different types of offences when working, she says she loves the job.
My mum seen a signpost and said, would you not go for that? And I said, I'll give it a bash. So off I went, applied, got the position. They take you through all the training and they give you all the lessons. They give you basically everything. And then once you pass your test, then you're sent on. You're sent to a garage and then you learned all the routes and then off you pop on your merry way.
What's it been like so far since you started?
It's been amazing. Yeah, loads of opportunities. I never thought coming into driving that there was actually so much within the company.
From the safety angle that we're talking about tonight, like, do you feel protected when you're out on the road? Because I suppose you don't know from one day to the next.
No, you don't know. But yeah, I do feel safe. I feel like the support there. I feel like if there is a problem, all you have to do is hit a switch. Someone will get onto you immediately. The guards will be called. I mean, then we have the safety team as well. They come on board and off the bus. Would I like to see more of them? Absolutely, 100%. I think when they do arrive on the bus, there's definitely a presence there.
Have there been incidents where you've got a bit of backlash?
A bit of a fright. Yeah, absolutely, of course. I mean, you know, you'd have like people maybe calling you names. You'd have eggs thrown at you. I've had windows smashed by people on the bus, sitting on the bus, smashing them with emergency hammer. But I've never felt like unsafe, as in, like, I've always felt like I had support, so I never feel like I'm on my own. I mean, if I see the guards driving down the road and if I thought that for one second that something was going to break out, I would just give them a little flash and they will pull in. So the guards are great as well for helping us. I mean, they know a little signal. You give them a little flash, maybe stick a hand out the window and they will get onto your bus and remove whatever the problem is.
Yeah, and when you threaten that the guards are going to be called, they probably leave anyway, do they?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all you have to do basically is turn off the engine because they know.
So. And in this day and age, is there still reaction to a female
driver? Absolutely.
Does that sexism still exist?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, it does. You can see way more women drivers on the road. Absolutely. Like, yeah, but you do. You get the odd little, oh, you know, the little kind of stare. But I always find, especially with some passengers, they do kind of get a bit of a shock. Oh, God. And then they come and go, God, you're a great driver, love. You're great.
And she is a great driver. I think I recognise Ciara Pender, that name. I think she's on the side of a bus, yeah, encouraging women to work for Dublin Bus. So what is the latest then on a dedicated transport police, Josh? Is it coming or are we going to see more of these sort of security guards that you've been out and about with?
Well, this is the push from Dublin Bus. It's been lobbying for dedicated security presence to be established by the Department of Transport. Now, in the government's programme for government, in a parliamentary answer back in September, Minister Dara O'Brien said there is a commitment to create a transport security force under the NTA. Now, this would be different to an arm of the Gardaí. So the minister said this will require the development of new legislation, which can have significant lead-in time, but will be expedited when feasible. Now, looking at timelines, it's suspected that the view would be that this could become in force and operational by 2027. But for many, that is not soon enough. I met with the Director of Risk Management at Dublin Bus, David Boyd, who talked to me about the planning that goes into the operations of the Safer Journeys team and if we're likely to see more on buses soon.
We have one team based in Dublin North, one team based in Dublin Central and another team based in Dublin South. They follow a dedicated patrol plan each day, and that patrol plan is based on our own analysis of historic experience of antisocial behaviour in certain points and places in the city. Not necessarily kind of in any particular area, it's more kind of event based. So if we know there's a big event happening or something big is about to occur, we'd have that on the patrol plan for that evening and the team would be just active in that area.
I can imagine Halloween only recently active.
Halloween is kind of business as usual for Dublin Bus, being in the business for so long. Like, a big concert can be quite challenging as well.
And has it been challenging to attract and retain staff in these teams?
So far we've been lucky. We've had a very kind of consistent core group right from the start. We have seen, you know, some new faces join us, but I think full credit to the team, we've always been very happy with the people who've come forward.
And will there be more teams? Like, will this be expanded, or why isn't it being expanded even further?
Yeah, well, I think expansion we'd see as being most appropriately addressed through the introduction of the government's transport security force. We're really keen to see that happen in 2026. Ultimately, like, we're a bus company, we're not a security company. We don't have expertise in this area. We would like to see that expertise come from outside, and we feel the best source of that expertise is a dedicated government-backed transport security force.
And are you satisfied with the response from government so far?
We're delighted to see it's in the programme for government. I'm happy with the interactions I've seen to date. There's definitely an ambition to get this live. We would like to see it live as soon as possible, preferably in 2026.
Director of Risk Management at Dublin Bus, David Boyd, finishing up that report there from Josh Crosby.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.